Thank you all so much for joining me for another week's episode of Authentically Arletta's podcast, where we talk all things authenticity. Now, on last week, Thursday, we talked about counting your blessings and how it's important to name them all one by one. This week, I wanted to focus on a quote that I actually created earlier in the week. And it's just something that really resonated with me, made a lot of sense to me. And I wonder if it makes sense to you out there. And it went something like this. Some say the best is yet to come. But I say the best is right now. We just need to call it that. Now, some may say, what are you getting at, Arletta? What on earth is that supposed to mean? What I'm trying to say is that just too often we spend so much time thinking about what the future may hold. The other thing is that the future is not promised. Tomorrow's not promised to us. We're uncertain in each and every day. We're uncertain of just about how much time we have left to live within the earth. So then why do we spend so much time with the expectations of everything is going to be so much perfect, you know, so much better in a couple years, or just perfect, or so much better than what it is right now? And that's not to say that you shouldn't have aspirations and goals. That's not to say that things aren't going to be greater later. But my thing is that what's wrong with celebrating and being content right where you are? What's wrong with cultivating the relationship that you're in right now? What's wrong with encouraging your children where they are right now? I mean, to keep trying, to keep moving, to keep helping others, to keep believing, to keep dreaming, to keep hoping. I mean, when you really, really think about it, if the best is yet to come, that would insinuate that you have yet to experience the best of anything, really. I have to beg to differ. I believe that if you look around you, there are some significant portions and pieces of your life where you can say, well, I had the best time when we did this, or that was like the best chocolate ever. Or maybe for me, I don't know what it is. Lately, I've been craving a lot of chocolate, but I mean, what about my sister Seattle made the best brownies known to man, or my sister Sharonda gives the best hugs in the world. Like, she's like the best. So I would encourage you to stop glancing past all of the things that are the best right now. Don't take some time and look around at where you're standing right now. And I think it really ties right back into last week's message about counting your blessings. I've been reflecting a lot lately, you guys, and you know, I think it's just so important that we don't lose perspective, and that where we are right now, that we're content with this space, and that we're calling things as they are. Some things are the best right now, and you don't have to wait for it to come. It's right here, right now. Enjoy it, embrace it, and call it that. If this is the best relationship you've ever had, then call it that. If this is the best you've felt in a long time, then call it that. If this is the best you've ever looked in a long time, call it that. And stop always waiting for the best, which is yet to come. And that's a very true statement. But at the same time, the best is right now. You simply need to call it that. I'd like to thank you all so much for listening to another weekly episode of Authentically Arletta's podcast. Please do continue to join me here each and every week Thursday. I look forward to talking to you all. But I'd also like to request that you would leave an applause or even a comment, message me, and let me know what you think about the content. You can also join me on several of my social sites on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn as well as YouTube at Authentically Arletta. And if you're going to be on LinkedIn, that's going to be Arletta Allen, because that's my my actual official name. But you can find me on any of those sites, and I look forward to talking to each and every one of you. You can also visit my website if you'd like to connect on maybe having me come out for a conference or event that you may be planning as your keynote speaker. I absolutely love what I do, and inspiring the nations is what I've been born into this world to do. So please do go to my website at authenticallyarletta.com and fill out a contact form, and you'll be able to contact me directly. Thank you so much for your time this week. And as always, we will be talking soon. God bless.